You're listening to the Husker Online Show, your authority on Nebraska athletics.
Yeah, Thomas is a super talented guy. Gosh, he cares as much as anybody out there. So put those two things together and it's going to lead to good places. He's a lot like all the other freshmen that should still be in high school that are here right now. We threw a lot at him real quick, and I think he was kind of swimming for a while, trying to figure everything out. And his last two practices were really good practices. So, again, was disappointed for him, but he'll come back stronger.
And we're back here on the Husker Online Show. Sean Callahan, Rob Walsh, and Nate Klaus. This segment of the Husker Online Show brought to you by Tanner Sports Bar and Grill on 31st and Yankee Hill Road. I was in there Saturday, caught a bit of the Nebraska baseball game, and it's just a great place to go to watch sports. They had the volleyball on in there, all the Nebraska baseball games. This weekend, they'll have the red-white spring game on at 1. It's also a great place to go after the spring game. If you don't get a ticket to go watch Nebraska baseball, go down to Tanner's on your drive back and watch the game, as they will have it streaming on all of their TVs. That's Tanner Sports Bar, 31st and Yankee Hill Road. Rob and Nate, you heard Coach Frost there talk about Thomas Fedoni and just the injury itself. And you feel for him. And this, to me, is one of those injuries. It's more the perception of the injury than the reality. Because the reality is Austin Allen's an NFL tight end. He's the starter. Travis Volkolek's probably an NFL tight end as well, and he's the number two. And Allen and Fedoni was going to be behind those guys, but have maybe a role in the team and learn from those guys. And now the hope is, could you get him back potentially for a 4-game deal and play in 2021 here still?
Which, you know, obviously is a possibility, but you're right. I mean, this is a guy that was the centerpiece of the 2021 class. I mean, they're talking about a borderline
five-star
player that, you know, Nebraska worked extremely hard to get, and he was bringing a lot of buzz and, you know, excitement to the future of what they've been building on the recruiting front. And now, you know, he doesn't even make it through a full spring without blowing out his knee. You know, I mean, it's like the I can't remember the phrase, but if something could go bad, it will go bad for Nebraska.
Murphy's Law.
That's what I was thinking of. Yes. I mean, that's another instance in this where Nebraska finally gets like this marquee level recruit and beats out the best of the best to get him. A couple months later, he's out with a knee injury. I mean, it's one of those deals where, as Nebraska fans, you just kind of throw your hands up and say, well, you know, add it to the list of punches below the belt that we've endured over the years.
Yeah, I feel terrible for Thomas. You know, obviously, being able to get to know him throughout the recruiting process, I know how he's wired. And this is somebody, like Frost said in the open, like nobody cares more than Thomas Fedoni. He's a special individual. Supremely talented, you know, and I think that he was just starting to really kind of come into his own too, practicing at a high level and finally, you know, getting to understanding the offense and everything, and you know, just kind of starting to get comfortable, you know, being a college athlete and comfortable with the offense and everything, and then something like this happens, and no contact injury too. It's kind of salt in the wound. I mean, it's not even like you could blame it on, well, it's just a random deal where he got rolled up on or something, but this is, you know, you just feel bad for the kid. So, but I know this, if anyone can come back from it quickly, it's going to be Thomas Fedoni. I mean, the guy, no one will outwork this kid. And so I would not bet against him being able to come back and at least see time in a game or two, towards the end of next season. I think that's with where they're at and being able to have these surgeries and to heal from them. I think that he's somebody who could definitely do that.
You're listening here to the Husker Online Show as we talk other offensive storylines. Coach Frost addressed quarterbacks, said that Logan Smothers has come a long way with the reps. Heinrich Harburg is really talented. He was, quote, our favorite term, swimming in it. But he has, now doing a lot better as well. Leads us to the next elephant in the room, finding that perfect transfer portal quarterback, which I think we've all kind of agreed on and off air. That guy just doesn't exist. I mean, it's like, I want a guy that's good enough to start, but knows he can't start because he's got to back up Adrian Martinez and be an insurance policy. Well, I think the reality is the guy that they would want, maybe like a Terry Wilson, doesn't exist. There just isn't the right type of transfer quarterback. So you get the sense today, unless a lot changes, they're riding with these guys they have right now and they're not going to pursue a transfer quarterback.
Well, and I think that was something we talked about going into spring was, you know, whether they would go after a transfer would be determined on how well Logan Smothers, Heinrich Harburg, and the rest of that group played this spring. And from the sound of things, I think the staff has liked what they've done enough to feel relatively good about that position, or at least good enough to not think that taking a quarterback is an absolute must do. And, you know, especially with the situation they're in, there are so many different boxes you have to check to find the right guy to bring into this situation that, yeah, I mean, maybe that player somehow pops into the transfer portal as spring practices around the country start to wrap up. But right now, it doesn't seem like he's out there. And if Nebraska were to go out and get a quarterback, they'd probably be forcing the issue a little bit. And when you force the issue, then you're opening up a whole bunch of other problems with drama and guys getting unhappy and all that stuff that would make things even worse in your current situation.
Yeah, from my point of view, I think the only thing that would make sense right now, you know, would be finding a quarterback that's got 2 or 3 years of eligibility remaining, that maybe, you know, is a little bit of ahead of a Logan Smothers or Heinrich Harburg, but then you're kind of throwing your quarterback room out of whack, you know, when you combine what's already here along with maybe bringing in a new guy, and then of course bringing in a 2022 signee and 2023 and so on and so forth. So I mean, I would just at this point, I'd just be very surprised if that quarterback existed, you know. And I think the staff does feel a lot more comfortable with what they're looking at with the number two situation right now than maybe they did when Luke McCaffrey initially decided to leave the program.
And then finally, the running back position on Saturday. What are we going to see in this game? We know Marquis Stepp is out. We didn't get to see Gabe Irvin in the open practice. We have not seen Ramir Johnson in the chances we've been at practices this spring. Sevion Morrison apparently had a concussion. He's now back, so we'll see him Saturday. But just the feel of that position, getting another look at Jacques Yant, the two times we've seen him, I think everyone's like, wow, he's impressed. Nate, you were in the group with Ryan Held on Wednesday. Any glowing takeaways about this running back battle right now?
Well, you know, first of all, Ryan Held and all the running backs have heard all the talk about this position group. You know, I think if there's one position group on the team that people have been kind of worried about or expressing concern about, it's been the running back position. And all those guys have heard it. And so, you know, they've kind of taken a Rocky IV mentality, Ryan Held said, where they know they've got to out-train everybody. They've got to eat better than everybody. They've got to do the work, you know, all the extra drill work and everything that's not necessarily required, but do all those little things to kind of raise their overall level of play. And, you know, you wish that all those guys were healthy and able to go through spring all at the same time. But for the spring game, at least, you know, you're going to see some of Gabe Irvin, who has impressed and who's really improved a lot, according to Held. You know, you've got Sevion Morrison back, who Held said may have the best vision of anybody in that room. You know, and Marvin Scott has been maybe arguably the most consistent out of everybody. So I think we're going to get a good look at some of those guys, and they're all hungry. You know, and Held said, ideally, I've got 4 running backs that we can rotate with really a top 2 that are going to see the vast majority of those carries.
I think the bigger question would be Stepp, what he's like when he comes back.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's interesting, you know, about the format of the spring game is, you know, you have your top guys. Well, who is the top guy in that running back room? So I think all those players are going to get a substantial amount of work over the course of the game to where, you know, I mean, this is a real prove-it moment for that group, especially considering how much time they've collectively missed over
and
spring.
If you really don't have a great read, I think they would be doing themselves a disservice with the transfer portal and kind of elevating a guy or two right now over the others, because I still believe it is kind of a grab bag. And if you say, well, we think these guys have emerged, it might lead some others to leave before you really truly know kind of what you have.
Especially with so many guys that haven't even had the opportunity to get on the field. I mean, we don't even know what Sevion Morrison looks like in a game setting. And, you know, Gabe Irvin. So I think they still have plenty to work with. It's just a matter of getting them on the field to prove it.
All right, we're going to talk defensive storylines next. You're listening here to the Husker Line Show.